Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Paranormal Horizons with your hosts, Jason Ophir and psychic medium Sherry. The show is about to begin. Well, hello everyone, and we are live once again on Paranormal Horizons. I'm Jason Ophir, joined with the always beautiful and talented psychic medium Sherry. We have a little bit of a change in plans tonight, but I'll hand it over to Sherry. How are you doing, Sherry?
Hey, pretty good. Jason, how are you? How do you like the snow in the Oregon forecast?
Well, I bit the bullet a while back and got a car with all-wheel drive, so I was very, very thankful. I'm not doing so great. I kind of blew my knee out. I'm having a hard time getting around, and I got to go to work tomorrow, so I don't know how hobbling is going to work. But other than that, I mean, things are okay. How about yourself?
Doing really well. Just doing readings and treatments. So it's been keeping me out of trouble and keeping me busy. And just want to let everybody know, I talked to EM today, and I'm on the phone. We were on video together. He is literally have laryngitis. This is something, and he could barely talk. So I felt really bad, and I offered him traditional Chinese medicine treatment. And he's on the mend. I mean, it was, I'm just really happy of what the results were with him after the treatment. So anyway, literally he had laryngitis. You could barely hear him. And by the time he was done with the Chinese medicine treatment with me, he was just a little bit hoarse, but he got his voice back, just a little bit hoarse, and his throat was cleared out, his lungs cleared out, sinuses pretty much down to a one, and headache is gone. So he's on the mend.
Oh, excellent. It's never fun to be sick, especially, I mean, I don't have a golden voice like he does. I did watch why don't you let everybody know, if they're not familiar. I know he's blowing up super huge on social media, but let us know. And you've got him rescheduled down the road, so he is going to be on the show in a few weeks or whatever. But in case anybody hasn't been following social media or television, why don't you let everybody know a little bit about him?
Warren Tongi, when I first came on, he's a client of mine, he first came on, I interviewed him on Facebook Live. I think it was like an hour and a half, maybe 2 hour interview. He played some songs. I think what the break was, he's always been playing with his father, but what really was, I think there was a break was, he wrote this song for his sister, Cassandra. She was engaged at the time, and he helped write this song, or he wrote the song for her as a gift, as a wedding gift for her. And that was during the COVID. So I guess they had the wedding. If you see, the song is called Dreams. And if you actually see the YouTube version, the video version is beautiful. His sister got married in their house, I believe, because of COVID. And she was doing the hula. He played the song. I don't know. I think he choreographed the film clips of her getting proposed, the wedding, everything else. And like I said, his gift was to his sister. He wrote the song and put the song together, and it was just beautiful, just absolutely beautiful. It's called Dreams on YouTube, or you can get it on Spotify and all the other different platforms. But I think that really set the tone, And when I first interviewed him for the first time a couple of years ago, I told him, I said, you're going to be going places. And we talked about today. I said, do you remember when I said that? He goes, yes. And like I said, his voice came back a little bit hoarse, just a little bit, but his voice came back. And I'm really, really happy. But he said, yes, you told me that. He says, I couldn't believe it. I didn't believe it at the time. But I told him, I said, you're going to be moving up. You're going to be moving up. And here it is, not even 2 years later. Well, he was at the Polynesian. He got invitation only to participate at the Polynesian Festival as one of the entertainers. So I think that was last summer, just past summer. And now he's on American Idol. And he, I think, going to the final round, I think. So it was just so heartwarming and touching. I don't know for those who never saw him, but he's a ukulele, and I believe he's a guitar. I think he plays ukulele, but he also plays guitar. So what did you think about the video? Were you touched by that, Jason?
Well, I watched the American Idol performance, and it's pretty astonishing. Like I said, he has a golden voice, a voice I wish I had. A fantastic voice, and his performance was emotional and really struck a chord with the judges. And I mean, like, almost everybody's crying, or at least that's what I recall. But his stock is rising. If you Google his name, you know, it's all over the place. And I think he's just going to shoot upward, you know.
I know that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not psychic, but if this is snowballing this quickly, I mean, the sky's the limit for this young man. I mean, honestly.
Yeah, he just performed. It aired last Sunday. So, you know, within not even a week, I mean, 80 million. Oh, it's over 80. It's almost like they said it was close to getting close to 82 million now, with all the people viewing him and you know, just all over the place. And we had to reschedule, like I said earlier, with his laryngitis. And I said, hey, what day can you go? And he goes, well, let me ask my mom. I think, well, you know, 3 weeks, I'm booked on different things with his, you know, with his voice and everything else. And so we got him for March 19th, which is 3 weeks from today. I believe it's March 19th. It's going to be on Sunday. Now, everybody want to know, we're going to be moving our time zone. So we're going to be springing forward and falling back. Is that correct, Jason?
I have no idea. I couldn't even tell you what day it is. I don't follow any. I have no idea.
Yep, it is. On the 12th, daylight saving time, we are. So the week after that, exactly, we're going to have him on the 19th. So, I'm glad we're able to get him in because he's getting booked out pretty good. Kelly Ripa, what is it, Regis? Do you remember that old show? Kelly Ripa is still there. I don't watch those kind of things. It was one of those housewife daytime shows, you know, where people banter and talk about all kinds of stuff. But yeah, they did a good article on him and everything. It was good. It wasn't Regis. It was Kelly Ripa and something else. I don't watch regular TV, so. But they even, all these other places are just, you know, just getting him blasted all over the place and trying to get him interviewed and things. So I see a big, bright future with this kid. Humble beginnings.
Yeah, and, you know, if there's naysayers out there saying, hey, this is a paranormal podcast, you know, we've been doing this for years. I don't even know how many episodes. I think it's over 400. And sometimes we got to branch out and do new things because, honestly, you can only talk about haunted dolls and UFOs so many times before you get burned out.
I know. So. Exactly. That's so true. So, so true. And, you know, I'm going to have some questions. Perhaps you can think about or just ad-lib it, some questions about him. So, and the fact that he just lost his father, who's, you know, a big mentor and everything, that's just along the paranormal line, you know. It's kind of like, hey, you're just talking about people that have crossed over and whether, you know, they get signs or, you know, any kind of communication or know or feel or anything. So that will bleed into, you know, paranormal horizons. But, yeah, anybody who would like to listen, it'll be 3 weeks from tonight. It will be March 19th, and that will be from 7 to 8 o'clock I don't know, Pacific time. So anyway, anybody has any questions or want to share their experiences or just banter with us, they can call in. It's a public phone line at 1-215-383-3999. Again, it's 1-215-383-3999.
Absolutely. Well, sure. I'm looking forward to that interview we're going to do in 3 weeks, and I hope he fully recovers. Speaking of recovering, I figure I should give a COVID update. If somebody missed the last show or show before that, whatever it was, I had avoided COVID for 3 years. I thought I was Superman. Well, it finally caught up with me, and 4 weeks later, I'm still coughing. So I don't know if that qualifies for long COVID, but it wasn't a terrible experience. It certainly wasn't pleasant, but I don't know. Maybe I have the long COVID. It's not great.
Wow. So you're just kind of slowly getting around, huh?
I'm always short of breath. I don't think I ever got more short of breath. For those that didn't listen a couple of weeks ago, basically, I'll tell you what happened. I came home from work. I work in a hospital. This is why I'm astonished that I haven't caught COVID until now, but whatever. And mind you, I don't get sick very often. The last time I was proper sick with a fever was at least 10 years ago. And I had a bit of, I don't even want to say it was a sore throat. It was more of an achy throat. I didn't think much of it. And I woke up in the middle of the night and I'm like trembling and I got a fever of 101.8. And then I'm frantically pulling out those home COVID test kits, which like literally all of them over the course of a week were like strongly positive. And I'm like, oh God, because it's scary because you don't know what's going to happen. Are you going to be one of the people that get severely ill or whatnot? But it was really one day of being proper sick. It took 5 days to get rid of the fever, although it wasn't that high. It was hovering around 100. The worst part with being sick, and many people probably know this, is, your heart races. At least I think most people's does, when you have a fever and all that. And productive cough. I think I had a couple days of diarrhea, but, I mean, it wasn't terrible. But I still have this persistent cough weeks later, which is a little concerning. I did at one point, I was coughing up a little blood, which kind of freaked me out. And I went to urgent care and they listened to my lungs and they ordered a chest x-ray, but I didn't go do it because listening to my lungs is good enough. I mean, they can hear whether you have bronchitis or pneumonia. So I wasn't worried about that. But so hopefully I have some immunity. But boy, I tell you, I know the study's coming out saying masks don't do anything, but I think the reason it took 3 years to get it was that, I was wearing a KN95 mask for the last 3 years, and now I'm prompted to continue to wear a mask because, man, I don't want to get that again. That's no fun.
Yeah, it hurts a little bit, huh?
Yeah, especially when you talk to someone like me. I mean, I've got all sorts of problems with my heart and everything else, and but the one thing I could say throughout my life, even as a small child, and my mother has mentioned this many times, is that I get sick. So anytime I get sick, it's like, I don't know what it's like to be sick. So of course I freak out, I just don't get sick, but COVID snuck past the old defenses and, wreaked a little bit of havoc. I think it was, it certainly was a mild infection. I wouldn't even classify it as moderate. In fact, the time before that, I don't know what I had. I think it was the flu 10 years earlier, the last time I was properly sick. That was scarier. I had a fever of 103. My heart rate resting was 120. And so that was worse. But, yeah, no fun.
Wow. I know. Sometimes it's difficult. Wow. Yeah. Are you feeling better? You're feeling pretty good and on top of everything?
Yeah, I feel fine. I noticed that I'm having insomnia. I can't sleep very well for the last week. But other than that, you know, I'm still dealing with chronic heart palpitations. In fact, it's funny, I just looked at a letter here from the doctor's office. They've been trying to get a hold of me to come in to see an electrophysiologist consultation, which, if for those that don't know, is you have your regular doctor, and then you have a specialist, like a cardiologist, and then you have a specialist of a specialist for the heart, which is an electrophysiologist. And that only, well, as far as I'm aware, an electrophysiologist is basically a doctor of your heart rhythm. It's crazy specialized people get. Yeah, because my heart's just flip-flopping all the time. I wore a Holter monitor, and it's, you know, 13% of my beats were premature contractions, and I have, you know, it's a lot of medical talk, but there's some other problems, and they don't want to put me on meds because my heart rate gets too low at night. And he's like, oh, come on. But I'm still kicking. I'm still alive. So, hey.
You're still kicking. Good thing, huh?
But I don't want to cry about my health problems. There's people out there that are dealing with far more serious and cumbersome things and heart palpitations and a knee that hurts a lot, you know. But anyway.
Well, I've got something to share with you, and I wanted your opinion about something that I just saw. And so this is along the paranormal lines, of course, but have you ever heard of walk-ins?
Is that where that's where a spirit walks into somebody else's body?
Yeah, kind of like a possession. Yes, and it's interesting. I'm going to read this to you, and I have personally have not me experienced, but have seen that happen. So, I'm going to read this really quickly. Some believe it's possible for a person's original soul to leave their body for a new soul to walk in. It has been said that souls walk in during a period of extreme stress, trauma, or during a period of intense personal problems. Occasionally, our walk-ins claim that their entry was made following an agreement with the previous soul. That's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I would be highly skeptical of that, but I have heard of this. I'm sure over the years we've talked about it before, but if it is legit, if that's really a thing, I mean, that's kind of scary, you know?
Yeah.
So basically the person says, you know what, I don't want to be in this body anymore, peace out, and then there's a bunch of spirits of God knows who that are just like, hey, cool, can I take over? You know, can I drive for a while or forever?
It can happen if he's been comatose.
Yeah. All right, what's your take on that? You think it's possible?
Oh, yeah. I've seen it. I've seen it personally. I've had a personal death.
So describe that. I don't know that I've heard this before.
My dad had a traumatic fall. And my mom said after he fell, he cracked open his skull, and they had to put a steel plate in his head. And when he recovered at my mom's house. And when he recovered, he was never the same. Somebody could equate that with brain injury. That may have something to do with it. But
that's what I was going to say, traumatic brain injury.
Mhm. But I think that is more than that. I think it was more than that. Just not only the traumatic brain injury, but it's happened a couple times where he's been in that, you know, in that space. So I believe it happens. I mean, just like we talked about it many episodes ago, when we talked about people that have drug addictions or alcohol addictions, and they become people you don't know. I really feel that I know that it happens where there can be walk-ins.
Well, as we've talked to many people before over the years, you know, drug addiction, it low, supposedly, because I always come from the side of a skeptic, but we are told that, you know, it lowers, basically, kind of like your spiritual protection, and can leave you open for dark spirits, demonic oppression, and stuff like that. Just the fact that you're, you know, inebriated under some sort of substance. And
right.
I was a heavy drinker for many years, and I never felt like anything like that. But who knows? I mean, the universe is a mysterious place. No one knows everything. And there are people that will swear by that, that, you know, they know somebody that was doing meth or drinking too much and ended up being possessed and a totally different person. And so, anything's possible.
Anything's possible. Absolutely. So it's scary because, you know, when you see that kind of person, you don't recognize them. I never used to think that, but in the line of work I do, it's definitely, especially when I was a paranormal consultant, see that happen all the time, but I just don't expose myself. I don't want to get into that side of life anyway, let's put it that way. It's all about healing and love and that kind of, no, love and light, but just healing and compassion and empathy and things like that. So, but I know it does exist. I do. I've seen it happen before my eyes.
And I question a lot of it, but I've said this many times, but I'm not stupid enough to go down and buy a Ouija board and try and contact the spirits because, you know, believe it or not, I could be wrong. These things could be real. And I've been to a lot of paranormal investigations, and I've seen things I can't explain. A lot of stuff you can explain, but there've been things that left me scratching my head. And so, yeah, but I'm not going to go out there and start like tarot reading and Ouija boards and doing all sorts of painting the walls with ancient witchcraft symbols. Hell no. I don't need that kind of drama in my life. Who needs that in their life?
Well, I don't know if you remember, Jason, when you brought your equipment over to my house, and we were in my bathroom. Do you remember that? We were in the bathroom, and
yeah,
we were using the mirror as a reflection. So with both of us, you were taking your equipment in camera, and you were shooting, excuse me, directly right into the mirror, the reflection of us in the mirror. And it was interesting because whatever that face was, and I remember it was a female face that was behind us, somehow, some way, you were scratching your head then when it came out. I was like, who is that? Do you remember that?
I remember coming over, and I vaguely remember that. I honestly, I have a terrible memory. I don't know why that is. Like, I don't know if I've got like the beginning stages of Alzheimer's, but I can barely remember what I did yesterday. But I remember coming out, and I love your place. I mean, I love the fact that you're out of town, and I remember it was kind of a hassle to get to you. It's like, oh my God, where am I going? You're out there. You're in the sticks.
Yeah, there's only one way in, one way out, and that's why we don't have any trick-or-treaters. They're few and far between. It's kind of...
Yeah. So, yeah, I was... But there's definitely things, I mean, we can't explain. And we see more of it now because of social media and the advancements in video and digital photography. And you know, everybody's got a camera. I mean, I got cameras, so we capture things that are, you know, 100 years ago you wouldn't capture because that technology didn't exist. But with the advance of technology, there's also people out there that like to exploit the fact that people can be gullible and use After Effects software and stuff like that and Photoshop. And so it makes it difficult to know nowadays what, you know, what's real and what's not.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know what's real, especially these UFOs. Some of these UFOs are very, very, they're amazing. And I do believe we do have the UFOs, but again, like you said, you have to be a little bit more balanced and find out if you won't ever know. Some of them look so realistic, but it takes a trained eye to know what's real and what's not, right?
Yeah, and I have actually, there was a video that went out, this is several years ago, of somebody taking a video in their house, and then their dog levitated in the air, and it went viral, you know. There's a ghost levitating a dog, whatever. Well, the funny thing about that was, is I know a person who knows the person that made the video, and it's totally fake. He created it.
Oh, yeah, okay. Was it just mainly to capture audience?
I don't know if he intentionally did it. I didn't get the impression it was intentional to deceive, but he did the video and put it out there, and then, of course, it went viral, and everybody was freaking out about it. I think it was a dog or cat or something. And those are the kind of scenarios out there that, you know, you really have to not trust everything you see, which makes it hard because there are legit videos out there, you know, and to try and sift through the fake. Some are obviously fake. Some are more sophisticated than others. There was another video. This wasn't paranormal. This was also a few years ago, and I may get this wrong, but there's people at a park, and an eagle came by and swooped and grabbed a baby. A bunch of people freaked out. That went viral as well. And that was also another fake that went viral. It was actually, if I remember correctly, a company did it to gain some attention on a product or their company or whatever. But those are the sort of things that circulate out there, and it makes it very difficult to ascertain what's real or not. It just clouds the waters of the paranormal.
Wow. And you don't even know. There's so many things out there with the strange and paranormal. I mean, you got humanoid creatures, and you have them, like, probably on YouTube or, you know, somebody trying to, you know, film them. You don't know if it's real or not. But, you know, aliens do exist. It's just a different dimension. It's just whether you don't know if they are real or not. That's the point.
There's a lot of videos circulating right now, and I don't watch them because I just automatically assume they're nonsense. But I have I discovered TikTok about a year ago. I had no idea that that even existed, and I'm addicted to TikTok. And one creator or whatever is basically showing the body of something to the effect of a family of Bigfoot bodies, or that his father killed him way back, and he's showing the bodies and everything else. And I don't watch him because I'm just like, it's nonsense. It had been done before by another guy. Another guy did it twice, and he used, like, the fur from a bear and this, that, and he would tour around making money on showing the Bigfoot body, and then he was exposed, and yeah. So,
oh, wow.
All that stuff going on out there.
Jeez. Yeah, it's amazing. It's crazy. Yeah, I like to listen to it, but I don't like to look at the stuff that has been made up. If it's real, I'm in there.
It's a waste of time. For people that am like myself, that's open to the paranormal and has talked about the paranormal for years, has done paranormal investigations, that it makes a mockery of all the paranormal and stuff out there, and I don't like it, but there's nothing to do about it. Everybody, what I've learned is everybody wants attention, and some people get attention in good, creative ways, and some people are unable to do that, so they get attention in shadier ways, like wanting to go viral by creating fake videos, or and unfortunately that's the world that we exist in now.
Yeah, I'm making things up. Yeah, unfortunately it is. It's unfortunate. But you've had quite a few UFO experiences, and it's a very amazing. You just shared your experience on air, and I I hate to be you. I'm like, oh, well, my goodness. I don't think you'll ever be the same, are you?
I can only attest to what I've seen, and I'm the type of individual, considering my background as an investigator before I went into the medical field, not a paranormal investigator, like it was an investigator for reals. And so I can only attest to what I've seen. I still question it. But there, yeah, I've had a lot of weird things happen, and particularly in the UFO area. Very interesting stuff. And but we find that, or I find that, a lot of people don't like who they are as a person, so they have to come up with these grandiose fake stories or fake backgrounds. You know, for example, you know, people that claim to be Navy SEALs, you know, the bow, the gear, and wear the uniform, but they were never Navy SEALs. And I don't understand it. People are interesting regardless of your background and your experiences. I don't understand these people that go out there and, you know, oh, I work for the CIA, or, you know, I'm fake rich people like on TikTok, you know, they rent a Lambo and take pictures of mansions, but they don't really own them, you know. I don't understand. It irritates me that people are so desperate for attention, they've got to be fake. I never understood
it. Wow. I don't have a TikTok account, so I'm not on TikTok, Twitter, any of that stuff.
Well, stay away, particularly TikTok's addicting. I tried Instagram, I didn't like it, and then I just was like, oh, I'll try TikTok, and then I'm like, that's all I'm doing. I hope my employer's not listening to this. You know, I have a lot of downtime. I'm sitting there on TikTok.
So. Oh, geez. You know what? Well, if it's just off time, I don't think that would be a problem. It's just if you're doing that on company hours, I mean, maybe they might frown upon that, right?
Well, my work is very – I have a chunk of work when I get there. And then a couple hours before I leave, I have another chunk. And sometimes there's procedures I have to go to, but those don't take too long. And, you know, but I do have time on my hands, you know. So I choose to spend it on TikTok. Now, for a while there, I was trying to learn German, and I was practicing German at work, but I kind of just, that faded away. I'm not talented with language. I'm not talented with singing. So I just waste my brain on TikTok.
My goodness. Yep, I don't do that. Sorry. Just have enough going in my life. Just more stuff to even, just more. But there's a lot of paranormal stuff going on. Lots and lots of stuff, but it's just a matter of whether you're aware of it or not.
Well, certainly with the UFO situation, with all the things in the skies, and, you know, although it was like four different things shot out of the sky, some are saying it was balloons, but, you know, I don't believe anything the government says, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why are you going to waste a $250,000 missile on a Mylar balloon? Because one of the missiles missed for the one that was up, I believe, in Alaska. So $500,000 to shoot down a balloon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things going on in the UFO community, especially with the release of the information from the government with all the videos and stuff like that. And then we have all these things flying in the sky and tensions in the Middle East. I tell you, it's an interesting time to be alive. Because, are we going to get invaded by it? There's two scenarios here. Well, there's probably three scenarios. Either the government's going to create some sort of super virus, which there's actually a lab that has already done that. Hopefully that don't get out. And we're going to get wiped out from some lab-created virus. Or aliens are going to invade, or there's going to be nuclear war. I don't really see anything with the silver lining around it.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. We're living in scary times. I mean, honestly, particularly with what's going on in Ukraine and tensions between us and Russia and and stuff like that. And it just reminds me of a dream I had. Oh, it was probably, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago. I was standing outside and there was like this loud horn going off. And then the sky turned red. And then in the dream, I had this instant dread. Like I knew it was happening. And I just thought, man, what if that's a nuclear war in this dream? What if I have a premonition that this is going to happen?
Maybe it might be helpful to, when you have those kind of things, to maybe prevent it. I don't know.
How are you going to prevent it? You'll probably be safe. You're out there a little ways. Me, on the other hand, in the largest suburb of Portland, I'm definitely toast.
Well, did you get your things all organized from your flooding last time we talked? You were flooded. Were you okay about that?
Yeah, it was ridiculous because there was a crack in the tub, and I never actually looked to see the source of the leak, and it was clearly visible. Had I looked, I wouldn't have had to have a plumber come out, but the plumber was nice because they didn't charge me. They're like, oh, yeah, you have a crack in your tub. So what did I do? Did I pay to get it fixed? No, I just grabbed some tape and taped it up. Worked great.
Seriously? Oh, is it too late? Is it too late where you don't have the warranty anymore?
No, there was only a year warranty. You know,
oh, wow.
It's only 3 years old, but it's kind of shoddy. And somebody, and I know we're skipping around a lot, but that's kind of what we do on this show. I'm in a gated community, and somebody rammed our gate. And you know how much it is to fix the gate that they rammed? $14,000.
Is it your gate or is it the community's gate?
The community's gate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they did. They totally just like ripped it off and warped it. And this is just the crazy. People are just, I don't know, a lot of people just suck. So that's going to be a $14,000 to fix the gate. Not that I have to pay. But I am on the board, so, you know, that's why I know all these figures.
Well, how do you like being on the board? I like being on the board. I was on the board for 7.5 years as a board member.
It's nice to be able to know what's going on. The main reason I got on there is I didn't, you know, I wanted to have a say with raising dues, which we've raised like 3 times. I just don't know why we pay the money we do. A lot of people have nightmares with the HOAs, but they actually can serve a good purpose, you know, because it's a nice in-between a condo. I live in a townhouse, so it's a nice in-between between a condo and owning a single-family home, because the HOA will cover the exterior, and they deal with the landscaping, and they pay the water and you know, everything else that needs to be done. So it's, as a first-time home buyer, a townhouse is a fantastic kind of in-between thing to do. And they're less expensive than a regular home.
Wow. So you still having any stuff going on in your house? You know, like the paranormal stuff, things or the orbs and things like that?
No, I haven't seen anything. It's been quiet. And as you're asking me that, I'm looking over my shoulder, half expecting to see a disembodied spirit. But no, nothing really. Not that I can think. I mean, I hear things every now and then, but I mean, it could be anything. You know, I have shared walls on both sides. Unfortunately, I'm a center unit, so sometimes you hear the bumps in the night, but it hasn't been too bad. I haven't noticed any objects move or haven't had any weird feelings. I don't really get a vibe of this place being specifically haunted. I think if anything's gone on, and just to recap in case anybody doesn't know, that a partial bodied apparition was seen by my girlfriend here, solid black from the waist up with its arms stretched out. And what caused her to look around the corner was the cat was staring at it. But I think those sort of things are transient. You know, that's not something that's necessarily attached to this place, because I don't get that vibe, and I'm really sensitive to that. When I walk into a place, I can get the, you know, if something's terrible has happened there or it's haunted, I usually, my radar goes off and I can feel it.
Right. But I didn't, when you were telling me the story, I didn't get that feeling. I agree with you, Jason. I agree with you. Totally. That, yeah. And it's also interesting to find out, you know, whether it's a haunting or it could be a poltergeist activity. So, you know, you have to decipher, or it could be, you know, a memory, an energetic memory that just plays over and over. So, you know, being into that field, you can kind of figure out what that is. People don't know, but they think that poltergeists are just ghosts. It is an activity. It is a ghost. It is a haunting activity. It's a result of a spirit energy known as recurrent spontaneous psychosis, psychokinesis, I mean. And it's a psychic energy generated usually unconsciously by a person referred to as an agent. So that's what that is. It's remember the show Poltergeist? It's very interesting. I saw that years and years ago.
Yeah, that was... I remember when I saw it when I was a kid, and that was a creepy, creepy movie back in the day. I still think it holds up today, and I'm bringing this off the top of my head, but the little girl, I believe her name is Heather O'Rourke, had a, you know, she passed away. She I think it was shortly after. I think there was three movies. She had an obstruction in her abdomen. And she passed away from that. How they doctors didn't catch that sooner, I have no idea. But and then apparently there's a curse with that whole filming of the Poltergeist. So, you know, but great movie.
Really?
Actually, you know what? I'm going to Google that right now.
I'm going to send you a friend of mine. She's also a client, and I got her permission. I have her permission to share it with people, but I'm going to go and send this to you right now, Jason, and I sent it to you through text. So, you know, this is somebody that, trust, I don't think she's done this on purpose or it's manufactured, but you ever heard of Menihuis? Have you ever heard of the Menihuis, they're Hawaiian elemental.
That sounds familiar. Okay, so I got the image, and I know this is on-air radio, so nobody else can see this, but okay, I see what...
I can show that on Paranormal Horizons, so I can just share it on my Facebook page. It's just me and Sherry, but... The Menihuis are really, they could be a little bit mischievous, but I don't see them doing much harm. They're just little, they're like elementals.
Yeah, I've heard that. I'm not really familiar with it. But it looks like,
yeah.
So basically the picture looks like a couch or something and like a footprint on the couch?
That's the footprint. The one I want you to look at, yes, that's the footprint of a Menihui. So if you look at what a Menihui is, it's like a Hawaiian leprechaun. This is so cool. I love to talk about this. It's the legend of the Hawaiian Menihui. It is a little. It's like a elemental. It's a Hawaiian leprechaun.
Huh.
They're little dwarf people. They're mischievous. I see that. I can see by the footprint. It's like they want to be seen, but they don't want to be seen. They're supposed to be living in the forests and valleys of the islands.
Do they have gold?
2 feet tall. Huh?
Do they have gold, like a leprechaun, and like a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow?
I don't. I don't know that. They're short, flat feet.
Well, I will say it does look like a footprint on a couch. Can I say it's not pareidolia and, you know, it's just the way that, you know, whatever, but it, from looking at a picture of it, it looks like a footprint.
A flat-footed person's a miniature. It's almost like it reminds me of a person who's what do you call those people? What do you call their? Are they called dwarfs? What's the name without insulting them? What's the name of them that they're the little people? The little people. That's what they are. They're like little people, but it reminds me their feet are flat.
Well, this one's got 6 or 7 toes.
So, does it really? I didn't look at it. I mean,
yeah, it's
6 or 7. Isn't that cool? That is so, yeah, that's very unusual. So, yeah, I asked to share that, and she said, yes, that would be more than happy. So I want to share that. It is, it's interesting. They like to perform pranks, I think. They're kind of mischievous. They're jolly and magical little people with a knack and for performing charitable deeds. That's kind of interesting. Wow. And they are only in Hawaii. So they clear logs away, lowering hills, sweeping paths. It's interesting. That's cute. So she's not had one encounter. This person that I know is not imagining this. She's actually seen them with her own eyes in her home.
If it was me, I would be putting up surveillance cameras so I could capture them. Because it's not easy to make fake videos. Some people are talented at it, but if I had something like that going on, or I saw little 2-foot-tall dudes in my house, you'd be sure I'd have motion-activated cameras everywhere because I'd want to capture it.
Yeah, they're like little elementals. They're cute. Yeah, she's talked to them. She just tells them not to create any, you know, bad disturbances.
Yeah, don't start the stove in the middle of the night and throw towels on it or nothing like that. That would be scary.
So, in other words, for the people, they're very similar. They're like dwarf-like species, very small dwarf-like species, similar to pixies and trolls that live and hide deep in Hawaii's forests and valleys.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What are they called again?
Menehui.
Yeah,
so M-E-N-E-H-U-N-E.
Maybe I've heard it because we've talked about it. It's come up before. But every culture out there, as far as I'm aware, I could be wrong, but, you know, has documentation of some sort of mythical creatures. And a lot of it is consistent across oceans. You know, small leprechauns, you know, trolls and all that. And they say that there were giants that used to inhabit the earth that they called the Nephilim, which I believe were aliens or something like that. So there's all sorts of crazy stuff that's been documented over the centuries.
Yes, that definitely. There's a lot more than we even can imagine. Just having an open mind. But be discerning at the same time.
I don't know how old the Earth is. Was it like 3 billion years? But if you look at it, we have a very small sliver of time have existed on this planet, especially in terms of our cognitive ability. You know, what, how many, 6,000 years, maybe 10,000, 20,000, but 100,000. But even then, it's just a fraction of how long this planet has existed. And so who knows? I mean, we know the dinosaurs were here because we have evidence of it, but who knows what other creatures are out there, that we don't
yeah,
see.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah, there's so many out there. Fairies, all kinds of fays, fairies, all kinds of mystical creatures that are out there. Elves, gnomes, you name it.
And maybe we don't see them because they live in areas that aren't very inhabited, or maybe they are just really rare and just don't run into humans very often. But I've always been a skeptical of these creatures like Bigfoot, but it's possible. I mean, you know, we discover new things all the time, mainly in the ocean. They discover new things in the Amazon. So there is 100% that there are things out there that man has not cataloged or discovered, whether it be a bacteria, an insect, or potentially a creature. Who knows?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I've seen a lot. I've seen orbs and all kinds of different things. And I've seen them with my own eyes. Well, I'm clairvoyant anyway, and I can see them. I've seen different colors. As a matter of fact, if you look at my page, my business page, Psychic Medium Sharia, I was visiting a creek that when my Shih Tzu, when I had my Shih Tzu, we'd go to this creek all the time, about once, if not twice a month. Once a month, if not twice a month. And we just let him off leash and just loved it. He just loved going to the Tillamook Forest. It's called Wolf Creek. It is literally called Wolf Creek. And so, we just loved that place. And this last time that I went, I took Wolf, which is my German Shepherd. I took Wolf and went to Wolf Creek. And just for whatever reason, I knew Jing was with me, his spirit was with me, but I just decided to pull out my camera and start taking a couple pictures, and lo and behold, I caught some real orbs. And so it was really interesting because, you know, me, I kind of want to be a little bit skeptical too. But as I literally zoomed in on the picture, there's a portal. There is literally, when I looked at it, it was definitely a vortex. And so I zoomed in, no dust particles, no insects or anything like that. These were absolutely orbs. These were the real thing. There were so many of them in the cluster. There's two different clusters that I can tell that they were all together. As you zoomed in, some of them are animals. And so when you look in the nucleus of the orb, it is amazing. It's just amazing. I'm going to send the picture to you. But as you open up and literally open it up and look at the inside of the orb itself, this is just part of not raindrops. These are inside the nucleus of these orbs, but you can't see them you can't see them with the naked eye. You have to actually be either clairvoyant or be able to look at that and see. So it was really interesting. I loved it. I knew I wasn't alone. I knew Jing was there, and I thought, you know, something just told me, hey, Sherry, you need to go and pull out your camera. They wanted me to shoot them, so I did. I shoot them with my camera. There they are in full view. So you'll see the orbs. The third picture that I just sent you, yellow circle, if you look really close, that's a partial manifestation of an indigenous spirit. He's sideways profile. I looked at it, and there he is. He wanted to be seen. He showed me, I'm here. This is part of my land, and he was okay with me shooting the picture. He came up. You can see that. They come to me all the time. It's amazing. They show me. You know, when I decide I want to go and shoot some, pictures and everything, they want me to see them. So you might be skeptical, but I don't monkey mind. I've been doing this too long, and I know when it's kind of real and not. But this definitely, these orbs, as you see that purple, the big picture, the purple, that's what they call a vortex. And so you can see as you zoom in that little picture in that purple, you can zoom in. If you really zoom in, you see faces. And some of them, and most of them, are animals that have crossed over. Those are things you can't deny. I mean, it's just me. So my friend from Australia, Marianne, she's from Australia. She has the equipment. If she sees these orbs, she has equipment to actually blow it up to the point where you can see if it's really a dust particle. It could be a fly. It could be a gnat or raindrops. But when she sees these and she points out the different things that are inside, it's amazing. Or you just see beautiful kaleidoscope cat patterns. Each pattern is so different. But, those are definitely spirits. Right? It's amazing. See, those are things that we cannot see with our own eyes unless you're trained. I knew I wasn't alone when I took those pictures. I just can feel it.
I've looked at them, and I mean, they're cool. I mean, you know me, I'm like the biggest orb skeptic on the planet.
Look at these. I mean, why are these patterns? Are they, you know, it's interesting. I'm trying to be, you know, is it perihelia? There's a possibility, but these patterns inside these nucleuses are not, these are not normal.
You have a picture, the one that zoomed out in the forest, and then there's like five orbs there. This is during the day.
During the day. Oh, Friday's day. Oh, my gosh, Friday's day.
So.
Yep. What's the purple?
My observation is that the sun is in the background. So I would wonder if this could be some sort of a lens flare. But now I'm looking at it again, and I'm ignoring those orbs, those white orbs. And I noticed this green one on the bottom right. And that's more interesting. Than the white ones. Because I can see the white ones. Because the sun is coming in the background through the trees. So I can see there being some sort of weird lens flare thing. But looking at the one on the ground to the right, it's green. And I don't know if it's like maybe a ray of light hitting. I don't know. But that one looks interesting to me.
Well, the whole picture looks interesting to me. And that's just only one set. There's other sets of orbs, too. So the other set of orbs you can't see very well, but once you see them, they're really interesting. You wonder what that is. See if I can go and share this with you, Jason. Sorry, folks. So I'm just going to share this, and we're just kind of banter with this. We have a few minutes left, but let me see the other photo here. That shows. Here's the other one here. Okay, I'm gonna shoot this on to you really quick because I know we're getting time.
So the green one is interesting to me because I see the face now. Oh, weird.
Does that make sense? Yeah, it doesn't match the scene behind everything else. It's just something odd. It's sticking out. It's like it's showing its face. It wants to. Yeah, that's what.
Honestly, it looks like Michael Myers, but from Halloween movies. But the reason the green one's interesting because like the ones above it, I can see as being lens flare. The position of the sun coming through the trees. But the green one's interesting because that. It does not line up with the way the light would be coming towards that bush. So that one's more interesting. But I don't know. I mean,
I think she used some kind of software in order to see what's going on. I think she used some kind of software.
Yeah.
that is able to really hone in without losing the resolution. It's amazing. Absolutely. So, folks, if you guys want to share anything weird or anything different, please share either on Paranormal Horizons Facebook page or you can share on my page. I would love to get some opinions. No trolls, no negativity. Just let us share our paranormal experiences, or you're not sure, nobody's going to laugh at you. I don't think that's right. If you feel something's off or something with the picture or want to, like I said, again, sharing, be happy to go ahead and share on Paranormal Horizons on that, or you can just send me the photo and I can share that on my psychic medium, Sherry.
Fantastic. Well, as usual, it's my dinner time, so I have to go indulge and rest my leg. So.
All right. Well, anyway, I'm going to plug myself in really quickly, and let's think about healing prayers for EM. Hopefully it won't be very long, extended cold that he's caught. He's doing a lot better, I think, and I know he is. He's doing a lot better than he was. He was in pretty bad shape when I called him up. And he was going to come on tonight. The truth be known, he was going to come on tonight, but he wasn't going to perform. But when I heard his voice, I said, no, I don't want to do that. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that if you were my child. So I phoned him. He's, booked for a couple weeks on that Sunday, and we'll have him on March 19th at 7 o'clock. We're going to go into savings time, Pacific savings time or Pacific daylight time. I don't know. We're going to be going springing forward and falling back. So we're going to be springing forward. We're going to be losing. We're going to be gaining 1 hour, right? Yeah, we're gaining 1 hour.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay. I wish we could keep it one schedule than going back and forth. I would love to keep it the schedule that we're going to be moving towards. You get more daylight in the evening, personal. But anyway, anybody wants to get a hold of me either on Paranormal Horizons, or you can go on my Facebook page, Psychic Medium Sherry, it's C-H-E-R-I, or you can go on my website, www.psychicmediumsherry@CHERI.com. My basis of everything I do is in Chinese medicine. I'm a medical medium and medical Qigong practitioner, a master in medical Qigong. August will be starting my 24th year in practice. I love what I do. I'm also a psychic and a medium. So if you're interested in having any of those services, that's all I do now. Just get a hold of me, call me, text me, tell me who you are, and I'd be happy to help you. Anyway, that's what I said. I just plugged myself in, Jason.
All right. Well, I don't really have anything to plug. I hope everybody has a safe and fantastic week. And we will be back live again next Sunday, 7 o'clock West Coast time, or with a past show. I don't know yet. Hope everybody stays safe, and we'll see everybody next time.
Take care. Stay warm in here. We're still got about 15 inches of snow up here, so... Take care, everybody. Be safe. Love and peace.
Good night, everyone.